Hello, friends. It's Pastor Bob with your Lenten daily devotion. And it's our 13th day in Lent. Amen. 13 days on our journey to the empty tomb. It's been really good. Some of these devotions, I think, are outstanding. And today is another one. I've already received some positive feedback on this one. So, starting to hit with people, starting to touch them. Our scripture for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 43. That's Luke 10, 38 through 43. These are the words of the Gospel. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Just a great and timeless story of universal and eternal truth. Amen. We're all caught between Mary and Martha. Hey, there's another good book title. Well, here we go. Here's John Pavlovitz today and our devotion. Years ago, a pastor told me I had a dancing mind, which was a kind of way of saying I never stop thinking. This trait has been an asset during brainstorming sessions and planning meetings where I'm able to deftly cycle through a myriad of options, though it is less helpful when I'm trying to focus or fall asleep, making either task a perpetual challenge to this day. Having a twirling, gyrating brain is especially difficult in those times when I need to be fully present, when what is most pressing is the moment and the person in front of me. I can easily miss both of them because I'm usually being pulled out of that moment in and into the countless possibilities of what might be happening elsewhere, or what I could be doing, or what is coming. I've often failed to witness my life in real time. Part of this Lenten journey for me is about the pausing, about a pace that allows for stillness, a place where I can at least dance slow. I grew up hearing the story of two sisters welcoming Jesus, learned almost immediately that Mary was the hero, able to simply sit and be with him. I was told in countless sermons to be like Mary. But I've always had a soft spot for Martha because I understand what it is to be worried and distracted by the tasks in front of me, to have a well-meaning heart and a mind that gets ahead of it. I realize that Martha had invited Jesus into her home and that her intention was to be gracious and a hospitable host. And Jesus isn't scolding Martha here, just reminding her and the rest of us that here is the only place we are required. Here with our family, or our partner, or our friend, or whomever we are sharing this present moment with. You may not be a victim of a dancing mind. You might have an unsustainable pace, or an overcrowded calendar, or an unreasonable expectation for yourself that makes you prone to missing what's in front of you. Today, resist the frenzy and the obligations and the performative, and be here.